and welcome to a show of our own, Sports and Life with Morgan and Laura. I'm Morgan.
And I am Laura, and welcome to our life episode. Morgan, what do you have for us?
So, of course, it's going to be Royals because there's always something happening and I just can't help myself. And we got a very not technically royal tour. And Harry and Meghan had a 3-day tour in Nigeria, and it was just too fabulous not to cover, especially Meghan's fashion, which of course that's not what it was about, but it kind of was because it was just too good not to talk about. So this is also tied in with the Invictus Games that Harry founded 10 years ago. It just had its like 10-year anniversary church service, and a different country hosts the Invictus Games, and Nigeria is making a bid to host in 2029. So this was kind of tied in with that. They invited Harry and Meghan to have a tour connected with that. And then the Invictus Games last year were in Germany, and that was the first year that Nigeria had a team there. So it all kind of is tied in around that. And in another like aspect of it was Meghan had mentioned in her podcast, I think last year, that she did a DNA test and found out she's 43% Nigerian, so it kind of like all ties in. So it was kind of like a cute little like an important part for Meghan and important part for Harry, like separately to go there, but then like they got to go together. So all just very cute on all fronts, to be honest. So it was 3 days. Their first day, and I don't know if I have this all completely in order per day, so just don't worry too much about like timeline stuff. But the first day they went to Lightway Academy, and it says it offers, this is a quote description, they offer critical medical care and education. It also kind of looked like a school, I'll be honest. The article I read didn't really give that great of a description other than what I just said. But there, it looked like it was also a school, so I'm a little confused about that. I will say I did just write my notes before we recorded, so I didn't go in depth on research. But if you see any pictures, Meghan is wearing a beautiful like peachy kind of color dress, and she has on like a wooden like bead necklace that she was gifted. Both her and Harry were gifted. And so like if you see any photos of like them in her in that outfit with like kids, that's what that visit was. And the reason why we're going to talk fashion is because first of all, Meghan styled herself, did her own hair and makeup for this 3-day tour, which is kind of insane because she had at least 3 outfits each day with different hair. And I'm just saying I need a hair tutorial because some of her updos were so cute, and knowing she did that on her own, I'm like, please do a how-to, because they looked simple, but like knowing updos, it looks simple to me thinking someone else did it, but knowing she did it, I'm like, girl, please tell us your secrets, because it looked so cute. And so very Meghan in the fact that like a lot of her hairstyles look so like effortless and chic, and it's almost kind of annoying how, especially knowing she did it herself, because I'm like, I would have done that myself, I would have looked crazy. But the dress that is has some significance because it is by Heidi Merrick, and the name of the dress is Windsor, which very appropriate. And also I think even more significant because it's from the 2018 collection, which is the year she married into the Windsor family, which is very cute and adorable, and I love that. And I also love that it's not new, it's new to us seeing it, but it's not like new, so you know, sustainable fashion. And then later that same day they attended like a welcome thing at the defense HQ, and we get to flag dressing, which is a very royal thing to do, even though this is not a royal tour. But you might be thinking, oh, Nigerian flag, green and white. Megan must have been the one that wore green, maybe. Or how did they flag dress if Harry usually wears like black or navy? No, Harry wore a, people are saying it's green. I think it's a little more teal than green, but we'll go with green because flag dressing suit, and it was stunningly beautiful. As stunningly beautiful as a suit can be, but I just, that color is not warm enough in suits. It was just the perfect teal color because it kind of looked like a teal that works for like all year. In my mind, I think like brighter teal for spring, summer, and like a darker teal for like fall, winter. But this was kind of like in between. I don't know. I get really into like suits because I think like, I feel like the sport that does suits the best is hockey. And sometimes some of them are not very adventurous. But some of them do occasionally, you know, have a fun pattern or a fun color. And I feel like this is a suit we would see in the arrival photos of a hockey team. Like, now I'm thinking like Seattle Kraken, if they wanted to be like team specific. But anyway, look it
I would
up because
also say
it's a great suit. Say that again.
a Swede,
Yeah.
like all of
Yeah.
the Swedish hockey players go for it.
Yes. I just like, I think I'm so enamored by this suit because of the color specifically. It's just so pretty. And I'm just shocked it's not a navy or black suit or tan because I feel like Harry wears tan. But also, I'm kind of wondering now that I know that Meghan styled herself, my theory is now that she also styled Harry. So the colorful suit makes more sense. I'm giving her credit unless someone tells me otherwise. But Megan also wore a suit, and she wore a white suit. And it was actually a suit that she wore to the 2018 Invictus Games. And I love that she keeps like tying in things from like this whole day with like things from 2018, which is the year she married Harry, which I think is adorable. And then just her white suit and his green teal suit, like together, strikingly beautiful. I also like that it is flag dressing, but it wasn't. I guess you could go either way. You could kind of want him to be exact green, but I feel like the green from that flag in a suit might be a little much. So the fact that it was a little toned down, not in your face, was also a nice little touch that I appreciated. Harry also visited a military hospital on his own without Meghan that day, and there were photos from that too. I just think that's always a really sweet touch because Invictus Games is for wounded and sick veterans. So I think that little tie-in, and of course Harry was in the military, and obviously, that is a very important part of his life. So I think like him showing up to these things is super meaningful, but also because, you know, a lot of the royals have honorary military titles, not necessarily like they went to camp and earned them. And Harry is one of the few that have. So I think that's a nice little touch that he still visits veterans because he can like actually talk to them as someone who's been in war and not just someone who's seen it, kind of a thing. So day two, they went to a they watched sitting volleyball, which is one of the sports played in the Invictus Games. It was hosted by Nigeria Unconquered, which is a I didn't even write down the description. My bad. It is one of the Invictus Games groups in Nigeria. It sounds like they put together like teams for the sports played in Invictus Games. And they also received, it looked like, to me, it looked like the scarves people get at soccer games. That feels so specific, but I feel like that makes the most sense. in Nigerian team colors. And that was really adorable. Again, that's my word of the episode, adorable. Megan wore a Joanna Ortiz dress that I thought was really pretty. I should have looked up what the weather was because it said it was really hot there, but there's weather was in Celsius and I don't know Celsius. So I it said 33 degrees Celsius. It sounded like that was hot. I don't know what that means. But she had a lot of like more what I would say are summery dresses. And one thing that I hate, Megan will always, well, she'll always get flack for anything because it's Megan. But like she got flack for this dress because people thought it was inappropriate. I'm like, first of all, it's not technically not royal duty and it wasn't inappropriate. It literally just had like a little cutout. And I guess maybe the spaghetti straps also made people uncomfortable. I don't know. Those people are ridiculous because the dress was
Can
stunning.
I read a quote I have on this from one of my
Yes.
favorite bloggers, Tom and Lorenzo?
Yes.
Members of the British press criticized her, as they are prone to reflexively doing, for wearing this, air quotes, revealing dress. But it's only revealing if you're applying the dress standards for royals preferred by the late queen. Otherwise, there's nothing shocking about what she's wearing. Can't have it both ways. Can't shriek that they're no longer royal and then try to hold them to a royal standard. Anyway, it's nice to see her in a print. There was all of this pearl clutching about how this is not a royal tour because they're not royals. So
Yep.
then, how is what she's wearing inappropriate?
Exactly. It also, now really clutch your pearls here. It had a high leg slit. Oh my God. It kind of reminded me of the dress she wore when they were in, I think, New Zealand or Australia. I don't remember where she, it was their first like legitimate royal tour. And do you remember this? She, it also had like a slit, and I believe it was also spaghetti strapped. I think it was striped, and people like freaked out over it. And I think that's hilarious too, because you know, Kate wears more like I would call matronly dresses at times, but they'll have like a high like slit in the leg, and people will think it's like, oh my gosh, look at her modernizing the monarchy. And it's like, calm down, it is a leg, we all have legs. And like it definitely shows the contrast of like, oh, when Kate does it, yay, because she's only showing the leg, she's not showing like, God forbid, her shoulders also show when her legs are showing. But then like Megan doesn't, and it's not even a royal tour, but yet let's make it the royal quote unquote rules. It's just ridiculous. It was a beautiful dress. And it's not like she wore like an evening gown to this day event either. Like, can we calm down?
This tour overall, I will say, like the fashion was like, I thought it was a nice mix of some of her neutrals, but
Yes.
the colors and the differences and all of that, it was a lot more like, I've just been getting a little like, okay, it's another beige look, that sort of
Yes.
thing. And like, there was a lot more layers to
It
this.
felt very strategic for when she wore like her more neutrals to then when she wore bright colors, because towards the end of the tour she wore more bright standout pieces, I feel like.
And even the neutrals, they weren't like that white suit is so strikingly bright.
Yes.
It's not like even those stood out.
Yeah. They then went to, again, I don't know if this was right after, later in the day. I don't know the series of events because it was very easy finding day one itinerary of like everything. Day two was a little funkier to find. They went to a reception hosted by the Chief of Defense Staff in honor of military families. She wore a white column gown, and she also wore Princess Diana's cross necklace, which I kind of love that she wears a lot of Princess Diana's pieces, and she'll wear like a lot of she'll wear the same ones repeatedly, but I also like that she pulls the more her stuff, like the more Megan's pieces that Diana had, but the simpler stuff that's like usually more dainty and gold. I say that, but yet she wore that giant ass aquamarine ring.
I want more of that aquamarine ring. That's my only,
Right?
like, most of the time I'm like, okay, so you wore a gown, but like the aquamarine ring would have worked with that. And like, I just want her to
Right.
slap that onto everything.
Right. But I do appreciate, because like I feel like if when you think about Princess Diana's jewelry, you think about the like bigger, more splashier pieces, and I like that Megan tends to still find like herself in Princess Diana's jewelry, you know what I mean? Like I don't the cross necklace I didn't recognize to be Diana's, but I think that's actually better for her too, because I also think, I mean, Megan's smart when she does these things. I feel like she knows that like anything she picks that is very like Diana. She, like if she were to wear those sapphire earrings, people would be like, oh my God, she's trying to be Diana. But like wearing these simpler pieces, she doesn't get as much flack as she would if she wore like the pearl choker with the giant sapphire. You know what I mean?
And the one she likes to wear the most, the Cartier watch, is very,
Yes.
very Megan, because she wears like gold
Yes.
bracelets all the time, and that's basically what that is.
And she wore that on this tour as well. And I think she also wore, she has a bangle that's like gold-ish from Diana. I think she wore it on this one too. I can't remember if I saw it or not. But yeah, I like that she, because I guess Kate kind of does the same thing. She wears pieces of Diana's that feel, that don't feel like, I mean, I feel like Kate wears more of Diana's jewelry that you associate with Diana, but she at least wears them in things that feel more significantly tied to Diana, if that makes sense.
I will say the thing that I've always struggled with Kate and the Diana jewels, and I don't blame Kate for this because I understand why the choice is made and all of that, but by William giving her the sapphire engagement ring, that when you think about it, the sapphire engagement ring represents Diana's failed marriage to Charles.
Yeah.
Like, it seemed like someone, like, I get it, it's from his late mother, so I get the sentimental value there. But someone giving you, here's my mother's engagement ring from the wedding, from the marriage she got divorced in, like,
Yeah.
has a weird vibe to it. And
For
it's not
sure.
like, here's a generic ring that looks like it could be used, like, it's so memorable.
Yeah.
I don't know. I get it on the one hand, but on the other hand, I'm like, that seems like it has some juju associated with it, and I'm not sure I like it.
Yeah, it is a little weird. I kind of like, I will say Kate wears that very well, and I feel like that being it being so big and it being a sapphire, like that would be hard for just anyone to pull off. So kudos for her for not being so obnoxious. Like it doesn't look obnoxious when she's just wearing it with casual clothes. Like I almost expect it to. But yeah, it is a little like cringe. Like I almost feel like we couldn't find another ring Diana wore to use as an engagement ring instead, or make one from like a different piece of jewelry.
Which is what, yeah, Megan did, or Harry did for
Yeah.
Megan. Now, I will say the
Yeah.
other side of it, I do think the lover's knot tiara, I actually kind of have grown. I got a little sick of it because it was worn so much,
Same. Yeah.
but I kind of like it on Kate more than Diana. That might be
I do
sacrilege
too.
because
No, I agree.
Diana's hair,
Yes.
it's not for that tiara. Like, that is not the tiara for that hair, but Kate's hair, that works with them well with that tiara. So,
I 1000% agree.
on the other end of the spectrum, that is a great choice.
Also the back to Megan's white column dress, someone pointed out, and I can't remember, I saw it on Instagram very quickly. Someone, it might have been Alex, Duchess, and M. Grace, but I'm not confident on that. So, but someone had pointed out that Megan wearing by wearing just a white column dress, which yes was bright and kind of stood out, it let more of the oh my gosh, I blanked on the word I was going to use, but A lot of the women in Nigeria have very colorful, very bright, like dress and hair pieces and stuff. And so, like, there's a photo of her, and like, even though yes, she's the only one in all white, and it does kind of stand out, it kind of makes the other colors look even more vibrant and pronounced. And I feel like that was such a good move. So that way, she's not like her outfit doesn't clash with the other vibrant, bright colors. Because I mean, I almost feel like if you have too many bright colors, that might. It makes the eye kind of move around a lot, a little too much, and try to figure out what to focus on. But like her and just all white kind of made it easier to like enjoy the photo of them, because you had such all the brightly colored like blues and greens and purples, but it didn't take away from anything either. And I liked that a lot. And then I think this had to have been before the reception, because I think the reception was an evening thing where she wore the white. This is where my timeline gets a little confusing for this day, because Megan hosted or co-hosted an event for women in leadership there, and I want to say this was more like afternoon thing, so I think this might have been in between the pattern dress and the white gown. By the way, that's how my brain works, is through outfits, especially on tours. I'm like, I know the event and the timeline based on who, on like what Kate was wearing to that or what Megan was wearing to that. So that's why I said in between the two dresses and not the two events. She co-hosted it with, and I wrote a bunch of names. I don't think I'm going to pronounce them all the best, but I'm going to try my hardest. Dr. Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala. I hope I did that as best as I could. Yeah, so it was for women in leadership. She wore a beautiful red gown, and it was a local designer, which even I just love. Because I know Alex said this on her Instagram, that she was very close to calling out Megan for being like, you've worn like five outfits by this point. None of them are local designers. And then she busted out this red gown that was beautiful. And I just love. Megan can wear pretty much any color under the rainbow, but I love that she wears these like bright jewel tone colors, and it just looks amazing on her. Every time she wears a bright color, I'm like, oh, I want more red. And then the next day she wore yellow. I'm like, well, now I want to see her in more yellow. Like, but then she looks good in neutrals too. It's unfair, honestly. I don't think there's one color she couldn't pull off. Or style, to be honest. It's all unfair. Anyway, the red dress, it was kind of like, at first I thought, because I only saw like waist up photos, it looks like just it's gonna be a normal like spaghetti strap, almost like maxi dress, but it had this really pretty ruffle at the bottom. And then when she sat down, which I feel like it's very hard to make dresses look good while sitting, and yet that dress still looked beautiful. And like the ruffles were even almost more pronounced. It was just a gorgeous gown. The brand, it's ORIRE. There's accents in there, so
I
that's why I'm
think it's
afraid to like.
Orire or something. The
Okay.
E on the end is A, because that's how that, I'm pretty sure that's how that E is pronounced.
Yeah. And then the I also had an accent, so I was like, I don't know how to say that.
That red is so her color, though.
It's so good.
Which, okay,
And
I had a vision in my head. I don't know that, or some kind of gown, red gown in that color. But with Crown Princess, or now I guess Queen Mary's ruby floral tiara on Megan.
Ooh. Yeah.
Because that shade of red is totally her color. And then some rubies. Oh my God. Like,
Yeah. I love that. I love that so much. That gown, of course, people flocked to the website of the designer. Their website actually crashed for like a couple hours, but they got it back up, which that's my favorite thing about Royal Tours, when they wear like a local designer that maybe people wouldn't know about, like mainstream wise. And then they get a lot of oh my gosh, why is my brain not working? They get a lot of traffic to their website and hopefully sell more stuff, and then have, because I think the end explanation is that, oh, that's just like a one-time thing. People will go look at their website and maybe buy the dress that Meghan wore or buy one thing from there because it's a designer that Meghan wore. But I think that can have long-lasting things because if you think about it, I'm sure like let's say 100 people go look at it. I feel like 10 people might be like, oh, I really love this brand. I'm going to start shopping there now for like occasion pieces or based on price point, whatever. And that's one thing I really like too, because both Megan and Kate are very good at mixing like designer stuff on high end, low end, and all that stuff. So I kind of like that it brings, especially on these tours, a spotlight on local fashions and local designs instead of like, fast fashion kind of things. I think that might have been the outfit she wore with Diana's watch, but now I'm thinking it was day one, so don't listen to me. But I know she did wear that Cartier watch. Then for day three, they went to Lagos. And this is where I'm gonna probably butcher some names. They went to Ilupeju Junior Grammar School. It's a school supported by Archwell Foundation for the Dream Big basketball camp. They watched basketball. I don't know if it was kids playing or if it was adults, to be honest. I do know that the Toronto Raptors president was there too, watching the game with them. So that's interesting. But most interesting, again, Megan's outfit. She specifically her skirt, because she wore a skirt with a white button down, and the white button down is Carolina Herrera, and I feel like it, but at the same time it might not be because I feel like maybe it'd be too big to wear now, but it looked like the white button down that she wore. Do you remember? I don't remember what event it was. When she was pregnant with Archie, the white button down with the black maxi skirt. I don't know if that was a full dress. Do you know if that was separate?
I don't, let me, I can look it up too really quick
Because I
and
feel like that
see.
was Carolina Herrera. So I'm wondering if it's that same button up.
I will look that up quick.
But her skirt was a wrap skirt and she had received it the day previous. So again, a local traditional attire. And the wrap skirt is a Yoruba, Yoruba. I don't know if I said that correctly, but it's known as as Aso-Oki, I think. I don't know. I truly don't know how any of this is pronounced. So I'm doing my best. But it was very cute, very Megan. Again, back to the neutrals, but again, the traditional attire, which I love. I think that's just a sweet touch that comes with the world tours as well as, yes, you're wearing like your own outfits, but then kind of touching on not only local designers, but also local attire and wearing that as well. I think it's just a sweet way to pay respects as well. Then they paid a courtesy visit at the state governor's house to meet with Governor Babajide Sanwo-Olu. I'm literally just pronouncing as it's spelled because that's the best I can do. And this was a what Megan wore a yellow, also Carolina Herrera gown that I didn't even realize we had seen before. Twice she wore it for Archie's first birthday in the photos we saw in 2020, and then it's also the same gown she wore in the maternity shoot in 2021. That was originally a black and white photo. We just recently got it in color after the whole editing debacle. Again, her updo, I needed a tutorial on it because it looked great. It looked effortless. It matched the gown very well. And then I see her in this yellow and I'm like, okay, wear more of this yellow, please, because again, stunning. They also received a shawl that she added to, and I want to know if they knew what color she was going to wear because it did go very well with the dress. It was like a green and yellow shawl, and she immediately like put it on with her gown, and I was like, well, that looks like you styled that outfit before you even came, and it looks perfect. And then their last event, again, the most chic outfit. It was for a polo fundraiser for Nigeria Unconquered, which was their first event on day two. They adorably, the two teams playing each other, they had them named Duchess and Duke. Team Duchess won, if you're curious. And I think it's very sweet that Megan wore a Joanna Ortiz dress when they visited Nigeria Unconquered, and then also wore a Joanna Ortiz dress for the polo game. It just, I like those two little tie-ins, a cute little, I could just imagine a cute little string just tying those two events together. She also wore earrings with that outfit that were a gift from Lagos. They were coral and in color. I don't know much about the earrings, but apparently, like, coral is very significant to Nigeria. But she looked stunning. She looked like, I feel like what you imagine royals or aristocrats to look like when they go to a polo. She just very, a polo game, very fashionable, very like put together and elegant.
Like, I almost didn't
Honestly, I
believe
just,
she was at a football game or a polo game.
right? Like I saw that and I thought she was at like another reception and it said polo. And I was like, what do you mean? She's too dressed up, but also perfect somehow. Also, another thing. At the day one, she wore a lot of like 2018 pieces. She had, I think, two different pairs of shoes for this tour that were from 2016. We love
Which
a
would be
sustainable
pre-Laura.
queen. Yeah. Which freaking love. Also the fact that like 20, sometimes I feel like the fashion from 2016 was not like great, like not really what you'd want to keep around. Also the fact that she still has shoes from 2016, that was what, 8 years ago? And in good enough condition to wear. I mean, I'm sure they're a little expensive, so maybe that's why. But I like that she clearly had newer pieces. She wore gifted pieces, older pieces. I feel like she did for 3 days and as many events as they had, I feel like she did a very good job of like mixing in like her own fashion with pieces that she got from both cities she was in. And also wearing like traditional looks and still making it true to her. Nothing felt costumey. I feel like this was like a perfect way to tie in fashion with a not royal tour. And like, I don't know, because it felt like a very good balance of, ooh, let's talk about fashion, but ooh, I wanted to go see what she wore that to and know more about what she was doing, kind of a thing. And I feel like that's always what they try to balance out, because obviously everyone knows like royal women, like we're gonna look at their fashion. It's just, it's like, how can you not? So I think they did a good job at like balancing the conversation of like Invictus and those like priorities, and then also like Meghan's fashion tying in still with Invictus and Nigeria and all of that. I just overall really enjoyed it.
My only sad thing is her stylist now, who she hired. I kind of wish this was her stylist when she was in the royal family.
Yeah,
'Cause
but she
like,
styled herself for this. So maybe she should just style
no,
herself.
she, so she styled, she hairstyled herself, and her stylist didn't come with her, but she's working with that stylist, and I believe what is being reported is like she, like they pre-styled.
Oh, okay. I read that the stylist said she styled herself. So,
Maybe, I mean,
like, styled it. Maybe I feel like they probably had meetings. Maybe she picked what she wanted to wear and her stylist was
because
kind of like, yes, no.
My
is how you
only
tweak it.
other point with that too was going to be the skirt that they were gifted. You can style that as much as you want ahead of time from like pictures. Until you get the skirt and try on the skirt, she had to have options. And so that one, I'm
For
totally
sure.
giving 100% credit to Megan, because the only way you can style something is to have something and to try it on. And she didn't have that obviously until she was in Nigeria. So
Yeah, for sure.
that gets 100% credit. Yeah, I really liked this tour, and I especially liked the kind of wide variety of looks. Like there was a little bit of something for everybody.
Yeah, for sure.
So that was fun. That was fun to go in some, I guess this whole episode was a fun little rave. I will say I don't really have like a huge rant and rave thing for you this week. Yeah, just I guess was that all you had, Morgan, or any other quick
That
bits
was
to
all.
well. On that lovely note, this was awesome to kind of go through all of the, it was like I said, one big rave on all of
Yeah.
the amazing style from that tour and just how great that tour was. And so that concludes our
Ooh.
episode. Oh yeah, go ahead.
I did think of like one little rant we could talk about real
Yeah.
quick, tied into this. I mentioned at the top the church service they had for the 10-year anniversary of Invictus. The fact that no member of the royal family went to that to support Harry, and like all three of Diana's siblings and then their children, not all the children, but like a lot of the Spencer cousins went as well. Like, really? Not one member of the royal family could
I
show?
think at this point, like the only thing that I would even hope for is like Beatrice or Eugenie or like Zara maybe. But
Yeah,
like
but
I'm
like,
not expecting like Charles and Edward, obviously William
yeah.
and Kate, but like all of them, I've given up. They're
But that's
like,
also, I'm like, Eugenie didn't go? That's interesting. I mean, I know she has day jobs, but.
That's the thing that's so tough about where the family is at right now is like if it's not one of the really extended ones, we know who it's not going to be. So
Yeah.
it's kind of like the whole Harry not visiting Charles thing and all of the things. It's just I've kind of given up on.
Yeah, it's just it's insane that we're like, I don't know, like even for like just looks purposes, you
Well,
can't.
and it's celebrating 10 years of Invictus when Invictus was initially funded and supported by the Royal Foundation. So, like,
Yeah.
there is a tie-in, but that's asking people to be too mature.
Yeah.
So, that just kind of is what that is.
Yeah.
But overall, I really love the tour. I'm having a hard time, like, even picking a favorite outfit.
Right?
So I'll just leave it at that. It was a fun tour, and I'm sure we'll have some. I hope they do more stuff like this because this was
Me
awesome.
too. It was very fun.
So with that, we will see you all next week for another Sports and Life episode, where we will talk more sports and more royals.